Cuomo recently announced 7 programs will share more than $2 million in grants designed to reduce gun violence in communities across New York. The initiative promotes street-level outreach and intervention. Mike Green is Executive Deputy Commissioner of the State Division of Criminal Justice Services.
One of the things the governor is focused on is making sure that we have a comprehensive approach as we look at combating the issue of gun violence and shootings. And I think that's where the value of these neighborhood violence reduction programs that have been known as SNUG come in. These programs use violence interrupters and outreach workers to help intervene with disputes, to keep them from becoming shootings, or in instances where you have a shooting, to try and break that retaliatory cycle so you don't have more and more violence.
Continued funding to the tune of $280,000 apiece has been directed to Trinity Institute's program in Albany County and the Yonkers YMCA in Westchester County. Harris Oberlander, Chief Executive Officer of Trinity Alliance of the Capital Region, says Trinity has gone halfway through the funding cycle.
The lion's share of that goes to the salaries of the individuals who work in the program and their benefits. There's some small amounts of funds left over for things like office rental, travel expenses, making sure that we have the proper gear, telephones, apparel, and the like in accord with the Chicago model so that things are visible to the community, paying for things like public relations materials, handouts, so that when the workers are doing canvassing door-to-door, they have what to distribute to explain the program.
Oberlander adds that the money funds monthly events required by the model to promote peaceful engagement within the community, as well as paying for week-long training trips to distant cities. Building on the SNUG initiative formed in New York in 2009, the programs combine street outreach and violence intervention projects in localities that have been shown to have high volumes and rates of homicides and shootings.
We're not an anti-gun program. We're an anti-violence program based on a public health model that suggests that if you isolate those who are at the epicenter of bringing violence, that by helping them to choose a new lifestyle, that you can prevent the spread of violence.
Oberlander says the group views violence as a disease, and there's a new cash infusion from the Capitol. This week, Governor Cuomo announced that 17 counties will compete for more than $13 million to fund efforts to reduce firearm-related crimes, shootings, and homicides through the state's new Gun-Involved Violence Elimination, GIVE, initiative. The initiative is designed to build upon the crime-fighting successes those jurisdictions experienced while participating in Operation Impact. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.